If you do an internet search for an image of a wave, one of the top results will be a tiny curling blue image that's not from nature. Boston Museum of Fine Arts curatorial assistant Kendall DeBoer says it's a work of art that's become an icon.
The wave is everywhere, whether we know it or not, even in our phones as an emoji, or when I'm driving around Rhode Island, the license plates even have a little silhouette that looks like the wave.
The MFA is diving into how this 19th century print and the Japanese master who made it have inspired generations of artists. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us to this new exhibition.
More than 300 artworks spanning genres and time periods fill room after room in the show Hokusai, Inspiration, and Influence. But the MFA's Kendall DeBoer says the Great Wave is the star of the show.
It's this towering navy cobalt wave with white foam bubbling up and curling in tendrils outward, and then two long boats. And you kind of get this grand sense of scale because Mount Fuji is really far in the background.
While the crest in the foreground is huge, the framed woodblock print is not.
It's like the Mona Lisa. It's like the Scream. It's an image that's larger than life in our heads. So when we approach it, it's kind of interesting to see that it's not even 2 feet wide.
This small but mighty image has been riffed on posters, t-shirts, tattoos, and memes.
It's almost like a kitsch icon or a mass-produced pop icon. And we learned before running this show that so many people can identify the visual of the wave, but not necessarily the artist's name, Hokusai.
Katsushika Hokusai was born in 1760, and MFA curator of Japanese art Sarah Thompson says
he was quite a character.
As a teen, Hokusai ran away from his rich adoptive uncle and became a prolific artist. Over his long career, he produced some 30,000 paintings, illustrations, and woodblock prints.
He was a commercial artist. He and his publishers were trying to appeal to as many people as possible, and they succeeded beyond their wildest dreams.
Hokusai became a household name in Japan. His versatility with subjects including warriors, animals, Mount Fuji, and creepy ghosts inspired students and rivals. Hokusai died in 1849, but his legacy and the wave live on. Thompson believes the image's ambiguity, with its tiny humans on boats battling the raging sea, fuels its enduring appeal.
We don't know for sure whether or not those men in the boats are going to make it or not. I think they are, but there's a certain amount of suspense in the picture.
Kendall DeBoer says it channels fear, overwhelm, and awe in ways that have spoken to artists throughout history.
I think the wave has a sort of captivating visual appeal and aesthetic appeal, but also can open a lot of different emotional responses or associations.
When Hokusai's prints reached Europe after his death, they wowed impressionists including Monet and Van Gogh. The wave inspired composer Claude Debussy to write his piece, La Mer. For this show, DeBoer helped find dozens of 20 and 21st century works that reference the wave, directly or indirectly. But why has Hokusai captured so many different artists' imaginations over time?
Well, Roy Lichtenstein said it was because he's a master of mixing the high and low. He was able to have like a big fine arts appeal, but also that popular appeal that we've been talking about.
Lichtenstein's 1963 homage to Hokusai, the comic book style painting Drowning Girl, is here on loan from the Museum of Modern Art. DeBoer tracked down a 1980s drawing by Andy Warhol called The Great Wave After Hokusai at that pop master's museum in Pittsburgh. And the image's ripple effect continues to entice a new generation of artists, including Junpei Mitsui. He says it took 400 hours to assemble his three-dimensional play on the wave that's made of 50,000 Legos.
I think Hokusai extracts the essence of the wave. He describes the wave as a very energetic and very powerful thing. I also try to do the same thing.
Mitsui's piece occupies a large glass case just steps away from Hokusai's print. The 35-year-old hopes viewers will feel like the little Lego boatman riding a churning bright blue and white Lego sea. In Japan, Mitsui says he observed the ocean and studied Hokusai's print so he could recreate its drama.
I just respect him and I'd like to expand his vision my way.
Mitsui says he's honored his wave is here in conversation with works by so many great artists, including Hokusai. For him, it feels like a tsunami of inspiration. Audiences can catch all of their waves at the MFA through July 16th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.